This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel rescues four hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack, and at least 210 Palestinians are reported killed. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed U.S. President Joe Biden in Paris on Saturday for a state visit. Lisa Bernhard from Reuters reports.
Both men welcomed the rescue by Israeli forces of four hostages held by Hamas since October.
We won't stop working until all the hostages come home and a ceasefire is reached.
À Gaza, nous voulons obtenir...
Macron told reporters the two countries will work harder to prevent a regional escalation of Israel's war with Hamas. Macron and Biden are also aligned in their country's support for Ukraine and opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And this week, we have showed the world once again the power of allies.
The Saturday visit, which came after the two commemorated the D-Day landings days earlier, concluded with a dinner at the French presidential palace, and the two presidents toasted what they described as shared values and friendship between their nations.
Lisa Bernhard from Reuters. This is VOA News. Former NASA astronaut William Anders has died in a plane crash. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Retired Major General William Anders, the former Apollo 8 astronaut who took the iconic Earthrise photo showing the planet as a shadowed blue marble from space in 1968, was killed Friday in a plane crash. Anders was piloting alone when his older model Beech A-45 plummeted into the waters off the San Juan Islands in Washington State. He was 90. His son, Greg Anders, confirmed the death to the Associated Press. The National Transportation Safety Board and FAA are investigating. I'm Norman Hall.
Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen was assaulted by a man in central Copenhagen on Friday, according to a statement from her office on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Danish police said a 39-year-old man would appear in front of a judge for preliminary questioning in relation to an assault on the Prime Minister. Soren Kjærgaard, who works on the square, told Reuters Frederiksen was able to walk away and had no outward signs of harm after the assault.
I saw the Prime Minister sitting with a friend at this table, and I think it was 1 minute, 2 minutes afterwards, four PET guys showed up, talked about an arrest has been made, and then she was escorted by the four PETs to some place around in the middle of the square.
Neither the police nor the Prime Minister's office said anything about the man's motive or whether he had carried a weapon.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is seeking to liquidate his assets to help pay a massive damage award to Sandy Hook massacre families. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Alt-right talk show host Alex Jones is asking a Texas bankruptcy court to convert his Chapter 11 reorganization into a Chapter 7 liquidation to help raise money for the $1.5 billion he's been ordered to pay to Connecticut families who sued Jones for defamation. Jones had claimed the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre that killed 26 people in 2012 was a hoax. Jones has about $9 million in assets, and his Free Speech Systems company had about $4 million cash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Korea says North Korea has resumed flying balloons in a likely attempt to drop trash on South Korea again. North Korea's balloon activities on Saturday came 2 days after Seoul activists floated their own balloons to scatter propaganda leaflets in the north. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korean balloons were moving in an eastward direction, but they could eventually fly southwards because of the direction of the wind was forecast to change later. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.